Welcome back to another Build Your Legacy webinar series. Today, we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff. At least in my opinion, the power of thought as it pertains to being a successful syndicator. Welcome, everybody, by the way. Just curious, before we do an introduction here of our guest speakers, I'm just curious if you guys have ever done any studies into subconscious, superconscious, or just driving particular thoughts in your mind for the purpose of being successful, like, you know, the stuff that they talk about in Think and Grow Rich. If the answer is yes, put a one in the chat. If the answer is two, let us know that you have not really contemplated this. And that way we can kind of get a sense of who's listening in here. It'd be great to hear that kind of information. And with that, I'm going to let the guests of honor present themselves, introduce themselves. And we'll start with Coach T. I will say a couple things, man. I've been hanging out with him for quite some time. He's done 30,000 coaching calls, is a coach of my mentors, Annie Dickerson and Julie Lamb. And then, of course, he's also the coach of the famous Joe Fairless. What else can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Coach T? Thanks for coming on, man. This is awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Ruben. Great to be here with you and Andy and my good friend, Tyler Chesser, who I've known for years. And yeah, to stack on that, thank you very much. I am a high-performing human being who loves people. So at the end of the day, I'm going to have this insatiable appetite for what drives human behavior. So therefore, you know, that really helps me in my gig as a high-performance coach, but I'm also a real estate investor. So I love investing in real estate all over the place, whether that's, you know, single family, small multifamily, assisted living, gosh, syndications, storage, hemp farm in Colorado. So I've got a little bit of a coaching background, a little bit of a real estate background, but I'm really here to really unlock why people do what they do. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, cool. And I got to mention a couple other things too. Master Platinum coach back in the day for Tony Robbins has been on tour to hang out with all of these conscious thought leaders and subconscious thought leaders like Dr. Joe Dispenza. I believe the number was $100,000 that you spent on conferences. Yes. And so this is going to be a lot of fun. And I want to mention real quick, I'm going to put a link in the chat. We're not going to go down too many rabbit holes today. I know we can go into peak performance and infinite intelligence and all kinds of things. We did a 102-minute recording of like every single topic from ego consciousness to Dr. Emoto's water principles and how, you know, putting thoughts on water can affect the formation of crystals in under a dark field microscope. And all that stuff is in this link that I'm going to put in the chat here. And it's just going to take you back to one of our podcasts that recorded CRS Capital Raiser Show 51. That'll be in the chat. But Tyler Chesser, my man, I was just hanging out with you. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been almost a year since I saw you in Louisville, man. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Please tell us a little bit about yourself. And how
that
you
is crazy. It's already been a year, man. It was like we were, this guy, Ruben Greth, gave me the strongest hug that I've had in 2 years. And I really appreciate that. But thank you for having me. My name is Tyler Chesser. For everybody who doesn't know me, co-founder, managing partner of a company called CF Capital. We are a private equity real estate investment firm. We focus on large multifamily properties in the Midwest and the Southeast. And man, I've been diving deep into the world of subconscious mind, mindset, mind expansion, personal development for many years. I actually got into the business about 10 years ago, and I started as a broker, and I transitioned through sort of, you know, active investing and passive investing, and of course, you know, doing the stuff that we're doing in terms of what we're doing with CF Capital. But I also host a podcast called Elevate. Awesome. It's all about mindset, mind expansion, personal development, because if you want to be a high performing real estate investor, it is about what conversation you're having in your mind. So I'm super excited about what we're going to be talking about today, but I'm super excited to share sort of the stage, so to speak, with you guys, because you guys are people that I learn from, learn with. And I think this is an opportunity for all of us to kind of dive deeper into some of these forces that can help us go further, faster, easier, and with a lot more gratitude and a lot more fulfillment as well. Because it's not always, here's a little secret I think we'll talk about today. It's not always about working harder. While grit and resiliency and persistence is all super valuable, it's sometimes about working smarter. And I think that's what we're going to be talking about today. So how about that, Ruben? What do you think?
That is amazing stuff, dude. You are smooth. You're smooth, dude. I love your show too, by the way. Definitely check that stuff out. Andy McMullen, come on and break down a little bit about who you are, how you got into syndication and development and stuff.
Yeah, first off, I think that's a fantastic point, Tyler. I'm a big fan of Sahil Bloom. He talks a lot about sprinting like a lion, right? We're just kind of trained from day one to work the 9 to 5 and just fill time and Parkinson's law. So my background, I think most people know me as a founder of Legacy, focusing on build-to-rent projects and multifamily projects across the country. I've been in this game for about 20 years, a little over 20 years. And I'm just really excited about this topic. I think this is something that, you know, some people feel like it's reductive. There is, as you mentioned, just so many ways we can kind of dig into the conversations that we're having with ourselves and the disciplines that we can train ourselves to having those conversations with ourselves. So let's do it. Let's get into it, Ruben. Guide us, boy.
Rock and roll. All right, Matt. So I want to go over a little bit of my background. I was doing small multifamily fourplexes back during the real estate crash, buying them at like $20,000 a unit for brick built in good condition fourplexes. It was so ridiculous how cheap we were buying them. They're probably worth about $100,000 a unit now. But I separated from my partner and did not know how to pivot, adapt, evolve. And I left real estate for a good chunk of years, man, like 6 years. Ended up back in corporate America, just in traveling. But when I finally got my entrance back into real estate, I hooked up with this local syndicator that was doing heavy lift real estate syndications and immediately started the Capital Raiser show. And I wrote this on my board that I want to read to you. And at the time we were syndicating like 90 units, deals down in Tucson, stuff in that range, heavy lift. And I wrote this down after reading many times the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It says, "The infinite intelligence of my subconscious mind is guiding and directing me to raise $5 million of capital to acquire a 250-unit apartment community." And at the time, I was like, yeah, I'll probably raise like $5 million, which will be like 60% of the capital raised for a Bakerson project, and I'll co-GP and part owner this thing. But when you write an affirmation down or something that you want to drive into your subconscious, what I was trying to do, sometimes the universe doesn't produce it the way that we expect it to come into manifestation. And what ended up happening is I left that company altogether in the middle of a capital raise, gave up my GP slice so I could go and launch my own thing. And starting from zero, I went to syndicating deals, to being a fund manager, to building subdivisions in a matter of about 3 years. In fact, we just celebrated the 3-year anniversary of the show just yesterday. So things can happen very quickly in the world of manifestation, especially if you hang out with the right people. So I want that to be a little bit of encouragement for the scaling syndicator that's coming up, that's like trying to navigate this whole crazy world that seems so confusing and you don't know how long it's gonna take. And if you can actually control the ability to become successful in this business. And I can tell you that numerous people that have been interviewed on this show have gone through very similar processes where they implement the Miracle Morning, or they read really powerful books, or hang out with amazing syndicators like Tyler and Joe Fairless and Andy Dickerson and Andy McMullen and, you know, everybody else. So I just kind of want to encourage you guys to believe that this is possible. And with this, we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to start off with this actual, I'm going to share something here because I want to go right into the power of thought.
Subway exhibit comes to us from Japan and Mr. Masuro Emoto. Mr. Emoto became terribly interested in the molecular structure of water and what affects it. Now, water is the most receptive of the four elements. Mr. Emoto thought perhaps it would respond to non-physical events. So he set up a series of studies, applied mental stimuli, and photographed it with a dark field microscope. This first picture is a picture of water from the Fujiwara Dam. And this picture is the same water after receiving a blessing from a Zen Buddhist monk. Now, in this next series of pictures, Mr. Emoto printed out words, taped them to bottles of distilled water, and left them out overnight. This first photograph is a picture of the pure distilled water, just the essence of itself. These subsequent photographs, as you can see, are each different. This is the chi of love.
And we move along here to thank you. And you can see where he taped that to this bottle here. But if you read Japanese, you already knew that. Now, Mr. Emoto speaks of the thought or intent being the driving force in all of this. The science of how that actually affects the molecules is unknown, except to the water molecules, of course. And it's really fascinating when you keep in mind that 90% of our bodies are water.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? If thoughts can do that to water, imagine what our thoughts can do to us.
Did you guys see that? So this movie, this clip is from a movie called What the Bleep Down the Rabbit Hole, or What the Bleep Do We Know? And then there's an extended version called What the Bleep Do We Know Down the Rabbit Hole? And it's all about like Joe Dispenza type material and attracting positivity and rewiring your neural network inside your brain to manifest things. And it goes really far down the rabbit hole. But I hope that you guys got the gist of it, which is that your thoughts have a major influence. It's interesting to contemplate that our bodies are made of 90% water. And what we think about ourselves, and we'll be talking about this in great detail today, actually affects the structure of the way that we are being and living. So I want to kind of turn it over to you first, Coach T. Can you tell us about what have you learned about the power of thoughts as it refers to, you know, helping you become a greater syndicator and more successful as a business entrepreneur?
All righty. Well, let's get this party started. Let's get this conversation going because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. So guys, you know, I'd like to kick this off by welcoming you and really, you know, getting you to really think about what we're going to say today, because every single thing on this planet is made up of energy. So we'll kick this off by reminding all of us that everything is energy. This pen is made up of atoms and molecules of plastic tightly packed together. This microphone, these computer screens, every single thing that is energy also carries with it a vibration. Because again, if you think about an ice cube is H2O, hydrogen and oxygen molecules packed tightly together. But if you put that, you know, ice cube in a frying pan on your stove, those molecules would spread out, they'd vibrate differently. And if you turn up the burner even more, that, you know, water in the pan would become vapor or steam, right? So at the end of the day, everything that is energy has a vibration, and everything that has a vibration has a frequency. So if our intention leads to us having a vibration, and that vibration we have gives off a frequency, my core belief is that frequency, you know, has amplitude. And so the more we send it out into the ether, into the air, up to infinite intelligence, which is what Napoleon Hill wrote in this little gem called Think and Grow Rich, is it possible that your results, you know, really come from your intention, your vibration, your frequency, and your amplitude? So I'll park it there. I'll put a pin in that and throw it over to you, Ruben.
Well, let's turn it over to Tyler. I want to hear you guys talk more because I've already taken a bunch of it. And I have a lot more to say, but Tyler's your turn, bro.
Well, one thing I'll say is that, you know, a lot of people, there may be some people listening to this that may say, God, you guys are out of your mind. Like, okay, I get it. Everything's a vibration, you know, okay, that sounds great. You know, but let me go out there and make 5 more cold calls today, because that's really where the results are. Mm-hmm. You know, let me go out there and, you know, kick the tires on 7 more deals. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, right? That, you know, again, the persistence and the resiliency and all these things are very powerful. But I think what we're talking about, it really starts in the mind, right? When you think about where do you want to go, we're having a conversation with ourselves constantly. And it's either saying, I can't go there, or it's I can do anything, right? Those are the two ends of the spectrum. Anything is possible. Anything is possible for my future. Any type of impact that I want to make is possible for my future. And ultimately, some of the stuff that Joe Dispenza talks about is, it's really about sort of the vibration that Trevor was referring to. And it starts with an intention, a clear intention. What is it that we want to accomplish? Where is it that we want to go? And being crystal clear about that outcome, starting with the end in mind, but then also recognizing that our emotions and our vibrations are what carries us forward and what carries us through that. So instead of making incremental progress, instead of saying, okay, this year I want to grow my practice or my business by 7% or by 10%, which are all valid and, you know, perhaps even worthwhile goals. What about if we want to make quantum leaps? If we want to go 10 times bigger, if we want to go 100 times bigger, well, it's not about sort of, all right, I got to make 10% more calls or I got to have 10% more meetings. We've got to think bigger, right? If we want to go there, we got to ask ourselves bigger questions and we've got to vibrate at a higher frequency. And when you think about having those clear intentions with elevated emotions over time, this is what compounds. And there's this beautiful thing. What Trevor was really describing is not woo-woo. And that's why I wanted to say, hey, yeah, I can understand why some people who may hear this for the first, second, third, fourth time may say, look, I get it, guys. You know, it sounds great. You know, I get it. Maybe in Vancouver, it's that way. But where I'm from, it's not that way. And what I've seen work is not that way. But if you want to go much bigger, it's about making quantum leaps. And what Trevor was describing is science. I mean, this has literally been studied. And this little guy, his name is Albert Einstein. You know, he actually uncovered this science. And when you place a clear intention on a future that may not exist yet, at least in your reality, when you recognize that it actually does exist on another plane, and you trust that process, and you engage in the belief and the faith of that future, it's amazing what can happen. And Ruben, to your point, you know, sometimes we think, well, wait a minute, it should have happened, you know, in 2 years or in 1 year or whatever. But when we recognize and we look back and we really trust that process, you can actually go much further faster. And sometimes it doesn't happen on the exact time frame that we all want and expect. But I think this process, and I've seen it myself, I know Trevor, you've seen it, Ruben, you described it. But this is something that I would engage, or I would invite really everybody here to step into a bit further. But let's go down the rabbit hole.
So a lot of people, when they think of this type of stuff, they remember the movie The Secret. And I wanted to throw that out completely and just kind of concentrate on three levels of consciousness, which some of you guys have heard of at least two, which is the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious is everything that you think about throughout the day. And the subconscious is a lot more powerful, like enormously more powerful. It controls your heartbeat, blood circulation, digestion, immunity, healing, the Krebs cycle, and it creates energy through chemical reactions and controls your autonomic nervous system and endocrine system and breathing and blinking. And it never rests, not when you're sleeping. So it's really important to realize that if you can get your conscious and your subconscious in alignment, you can go to bed with questions to your problems, like how am I going to raise capital for this project? And then in the morning, after your subconscious has been at work all night, you have more solutions to this problem. This is the way people find solutions to very complex chemistry problems and other scientists. They go to bed wondering about these things and praying from a place of gratitude so that they may attract this to themselves. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but there's another level of consciousness called the super consciousness. So if the subconscious is underneath everything that's in control of all of your body, the super conscious is what connects us via ether and the actual energy and wavelengths and frequencies that Coach T was talking about, so that we can connect with other people all across the world. And this kind of happens in, I guess the most readily available example of this is when you're thinking about your sister or somebody that you haven't talked to in 5 years, and then all of a sudden the phone rings. This is the super conscious or infinite intelligence at work. And I don't want to get all woo-woo with it. I want to break it down very scientifically, the way Wallace D. Wattles does in The Science of Getting Rich, the way Napoleon Hill does in a book called Think and Grow Rich, and the way Joseph Murphy does in a book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, which I've studied all of these, and they go into placebo effect and how you can utilize the subconscious to bring things into existence. So we're going to go down this road. Did you have something to say, Andy, real quick before
I move on? Because I think that it's important as we're talking about these things. So how does that manifest itself? I grew up kind of a self-hating, you know, Catholic Libra, right, with kind of these negative thoughts. And ultimately, how could I figure out a way, you know, ultimately we talk about infinite intelligence. For me, it's my faith in my Lord. Mm-hmm. But how could I get those thoughts to manifest themselves throughout the day? So what I started doing was, you mentioned a book, Hal Elrod, which is Savers, which I just want to talk about real quick. And it's hard to do at first, but silence, affirmations, for me, that's the Bible, visualizing, right? Exercising, reading, and then what he calls scribing or writing. But I'll tell you, the most powerful thing for me was the writing part, because if I write for long enough, what I do is I get all the chaff, all the stuff that I'm thinking, that's self-hating, et cetera, is gone. And by the time I finish my writing for that morning, I know exactly what it is that I want to hit. And I finish with, what are those things that I'm blessed about, right? So it's very hard for me to start my day with those things that I'm blessed about, angering and self-hating Libra, raised Catholic little boy. So anyways, go ahead and I just want to add that part, because I think there is people on this call that are like, okay, what does that mean effectively? And that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah, whatever you impress on your mind, you shall experience them as the objective manifestation of these circumstances, conditions, and events. That's literally a sentence that Joseph Murphy wrote. And, you know, we've talked about the subconscious, we've talked about the superconscious, we've talked about the conscious, but I wanted to do this from a very scientific, non-woo-woo kind of perspective. So I want to do one more example that proves the power of the subconscious and how this kind of can be displayed through a study that was done. Maybe I should let you talk about it, Coach T, because we've discussed it in the past. We're talking about the placebo surgery of arthroscopic knee surgery done in one case. Do you want to take this or do you want me to bring it up?
Yeah, I'm happy to take it. And again, I want to stack on what you're saying, what Tyler's saying, and what Andy's saying is, before I get into the placebo, is I want to remind people that scientists have discovered that all of you have roughly 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. Now get your heads around that, you know, and thinking that we all have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, remember that 95% of them are subconscious thoughts, right? That only leaves about 5% to be conscious. What am I going to wear today? What am I going to eat? What's the weather like? You know, has Tyler grown any hair? Anything like that? Where at the end of the day, we really do have to, you know, remind ourselves too, that out of all of those subconscious and conscious thoughts, roughly 75% of them are negative or are survival based. So right out of the gate, out of those 60,000 thoughts a day, we have all of these thoughts that are holding us back or putting us in what we call a moving away from thought pattern, instead of what Ruben and Tyler and Andy here are here to talk about, which is what we call a moving towards thought pattern, where you can catch yourself by just listening to your language. If you say, you know what, here's what I don't want. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be lonely, right? We call those the big three, right? Money, health, and relationships. Instead of saying those things, you want to say things like, I am absolutely grateful for being abundant. I'm grateful for being healthy. I'm grateful for having a great relationship with my significant other. Because the more you move into the positive, you know, affirming, kind of like Andy said, thoughts, you know, what you think you become. We say that your word is your wand. So this absolutely sets up perfectly for the placebo effect. Now, I'm a big fan of Dr. Joe Dispenza. Anyone out there in the audience, you know, follow Joe? Not only have I been with him here, I've spent time with him over in Europe, in Italy and Greece and France. And I love what he talks about, because in his book, You Are the Placebo Effect, it's called The Placebo Effect. He talks about this one study that Ruben's referring to, where they took 75 men that needed arthroscopic surgery, and they divided that group into two sets of people, right? And for the first set of people, they literally went in there and they opened up the knee and they did arthroscopic surgery. They put a hole in the knee, made an incision, went in there, did their thing, closed up the hole, sent these guys home. The second group, they did the same thing. They put them in the OR, but this time when they made a little incision in the knee, all they did was splash a little salt water around in there, and they did not do the surgery, and they sent them home. Okay. We call this the placebo effect, because would you believe that the group that didn't have the surgery, believe it or not, healed faster than the 37 guys that had the surgery? In fact, there are studies of these guys up and playing with their kids and shooting basketball hoops ahead of the group that actually had the surgery. So, you know, for, you know, smart people like us, that makes you wonder, you know, is the placebo effect, like a sugar pill, you know, does it have a profound effect on our subconscious and conscious mind? And that's the story. And Tyler, I know that we've talked about it when we've shared the stage together. What do you think of Dr. Joe and this entire placebo effect?
Well, I'd like to stack on that because I think it's very powerful. And one thing that, you know, this legend Earl Nightingale shared many years ago is that we become what we think about. I think that's what we're all getting to. At the end of the day, we become what we think about. And Andy, I really appreciate you sharing some of that self-hate that you looked back on and that you were able to observe of yourself growing up. And you were able to bring the unconscious to the conscious. And as a result, then you gained power over that. And you gained the ability to step in and say, well, wait a minute, what would be a more empowering inner dialogue? And if we become what we think about, and we recognize that 95% of our thoughts are subconscious, and we have 60 to 80,000 of them per day, if we can start working on, well, wait a minute, let me observe, what sort of emotions am I feeling? What do I actually feel in my body? Because a lot of times us, you know, we would all describe ourselves as high performers, right? High performers, we say, you know what, I'm busy. It's like, hey, how is everything going for you? Good, really busy. You know, yeah, a little bit stressed out, got a little, you know, a lot of stuff going on, but we can actually feel what we're really going through, what we're really thinking. When you think about that 95% of those thoughts, our subconscious is really manifested within our body. So does our body feel lack? Does it feel fear? Does it feel worry? Does it feel doubt? Well, then if we can start to become more mindful of that, when we start to recognize, well, wait a minute, the unconscious is saying something to me. It's helping me vibrate at a certain wavelength. I may be vibrating at a place of lack or a place of doubt or a place of fear or a place of worry. But if I can start to gain control over that dialogue, well, then wait a minute, what if I put this on autopilot? What if I put the 95% in a place of gratitude, in a place of abundance, in a place of inspiration, excitement, joy, to say, well, wait a minute, problems are gifts, right? When I run into a problem in the real estate business, like if we're raising capital, yeah, we got problems. You know, we had all these soft reserves and then we had 5% of them drop out. Well, wait a minute. What's my subconscious telling me? Is it telling me that, you know what, there's only a limited amount of capital in the world? There's only a limited amount of opportunity. There's only a limited amount of time before I hit my deadline, before my money goes hard, before all these different things happen? Or am I putting myself in the world of possibilities to say, oh, problems are gifts and money is abundant. Money is unlimited. And when we start to recognize that, you know, we can bring the subconscious or the unconscious to the consciousness, this stuff starts to get a little bit easier. It starts to get grooved into your brain. It starts to get grooved into the way of being. And so instead of reminding ourselves, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be grateful, I'm supposed to be abundant, I'm supposed to be all of these different things, you just start to become it. And yes, it is a little bit of a practice in the beginning. It started, well, wait a minute, where did that thought come from? Is that serving me? Is that limiting me? And when we recognize we become what we think about, this starts to become a habit. So thank you for tossing it over to me, Trevor. But Ruben, Andy, I'll invite you guys in.
Thoughts, Andy?
No, actually, I'm just so grateful these two are on the panel. I know. I really want to shut up and listen. Yeah, I want to shut up and listen. So go ahead, Ruben. Keep it going.
No, so I wanted to talk. Well, number one, that's an example of the placebo effect, that your mind has the power to heal you, has the power to do a lot of things, including bring solutions to you and help figure out a way to accomplish certain things. But you have to put these things into your subconscious before you go to bed, or at some point through a meditative technique, or through, I think some people refer to it as an altered brainwave state. And, you know, other people like Buddhist monks are very effective at this, while there's other scientists and success principle thought leaders that will talk about the exact same thing in a different process, that just say, hey, concentrate your thoughts on something. And others are like, you know, Wayne Dyer will be like, pray from a place of gratitude for the things that you wish to attract as if you have already attracted them into your life. And this has been a tool that I've used successfully to navigate through third world countries that are filled with federales and burglars and all kinds of stuff very safely. I attracted my wife this way. I attracted business partners, trips to Costa Rica, all through, not to brag or anything, I'm just saying that, just like Joe Dispenza says in What the Bleep Do We Know, the more that you give yourself proof that you can manifest things, the more that you start to build a neural network in your brain that believes you can, and then you start cranking the dial up on it more and more, and you start being more grateful and practicing it more and spending more time with this in the meditative technique or right before going to bed, and it does manifest. So I wanted to go over, well, I'll open it up for thoughts, and then I'll finish off on some tools to controlling your thoughts that will help you to concentrate on the right things, because that's part of the battle. It can be challenging to control the right thoughts in your mind.
I love it. This is what we call conscious competence, where for people that are new to this or just learning it for the first time, maybe you've heard of it, but you got to really be conscious of where you're thinking with all of this on the table. But let's go back to what Joe Dispenza is all about, or Dr. Joe, as we call him, because it's all about getting into brainwave entrainment, where you're literally meditating at a deeper level. So right now, all of you, write this down, are in what's called a beta brainwave, B-E-T-A. And in that beta brainwave, it's the go hard, it's the charge. It's like, you know, I'm going to go out there and kick butt in real estate and make stuff happen. That's like driving a car around in first gear all day long. You're revving the engine pretty heavily. So what I'm going to invite you to do is shift into second gear. So you go from beta into what's called alpha. Now in an alpha brainwave, it's like your engine, you know, speeds or slows down, but your car can go faster. Same thing in meditation. When you go from beta to alpha, you can go to deeper levels of thought and connect with the body. Now, when you go from beta to alpha to theta, that's stage three, theta is where Dr. Joe Dispenza says that we can start to heal ourselves. Just like if you cut your hand with a knife, that will heal over time. Joe Dispenza kind of likens getting into from beta to alpha to theta and then into delta as if, you know, you're able to literally manifest healing in the body. And I mean, he backs this up with brain scans. He backs this up with case studies. He's been written up in the, you know, New England Medical Journal, because again, scientists come and they're absolutely blown away at some of his conferences when people walk in with crutches, you know, and 3 days later, they throw the crutches in the corner and they're walking out healed, right? And there are people that have manifested, you know, better health for things like Parkinson's disease or eyesight or some of this by literally going deeper and deeper and deeper into the, you know, beta, alpha, theta, delta, and even the lowest level, which is gamma, where you literally turn on the healing centers of the body, right? Because again, if something can heal your hand over time, is it possible that if you concentrate and feel the feelings ahead of the occurrence, that's what Tyler was referring to, where we're grateful for our health, you know, coming back to us. We're grateful for the money that's flowing to us on the capital raise. We're grateful, you know, for Ruben to find his beautiful wife. We're grateful. And that's where Joe says, feeling the feeling ahead of the occurrence is where you start to have quantum leaps. And Tyler brought up that beautiful term, quantum leap. It's just instead of hitting the baseball and running to first base, you hit the baseball with the same force and it flies over the wall and you're able to go from first to second to third and home. So I'll let Tyler stack on that, because it's something I'm obviously pretty passionate about. And not only have I seen this, you know, in my life, in Tyler's life, in Joe Fairless's life, in Annie Dickerson's life, in Ruben's life, but in the lives of thousands of my clients. Tyler.
Yeah, references are extremely important. And, you know, I think it's really important that you share that, hey, you've seen this thousands and thousands of times. And Ruben, to your point earlier, when you start to see this working, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, this wave is real. And so I just wanted to stack on what Trevor was talking about, because I think that there are ways that we can condition our mind. We can leverage the subconscious mind. Some of the practical tools, some of the things that I've used in my life are, you know, actually, I want to talk about this thing called the reticular activating system real quick before we dive into tools to leverage, because a reticular activating system is something that we all have within our mind. There's so many things that we see in our world on a daily basis, so many decisions we're making on a daily basis. So as a function of that, so that we don't wear ourselves out, so that we don't get exhausted by the time we're done with breakfast, our mind sifts through different things in our world. So if you were to buy a new vehicle, let's say you bought a red Honda Accord, You're like, you know what? I'm so excited about this red Honda Accord. Never seen anybody drive this thing. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. It's got this leather interior, this, that, and the other. You drive it off the car lot, and all of a sudden, there goes a red Honda Accord. There's another one, and another one, and another one. It's like, wait a minute. How everybody's driving a red Honda Accord. I didn't know this. What happened was your reticular activating system now is much more aware of this new thing in your world. And so it's much more aware and sifting through all the different traffic, and it's seeing the same car all over the place where these things existed constantly, no matter what. They were already there, but now you're more aware of it. So you've leveraged your reticular activating system. So I just wanted to use that example as something that we can leverage. We can actually leverage the subconscious mind. One of the things that's extremely powerful is to start with goals. Where do we want to go, right? You know, we've been talking about, hey, a clear intention with an elevated emotion, feel the feelings ahead of the occurrence. But it then is, hey, well, what is it exactly that we want? And we've got to set goals. We've got to get clear about where do we want to go. Of course, we can break this down and say, hey, you know, they got to be smart. They got to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And maybe I might revise the attainable part, because we can open that up by having bigger beliefs. And I would challenge everybody here to think bigger, because whether we recognize it or not, we've been conditioned to think within a certain paradigm based on our own background, based on our own experience, based on our own family, our upbringing, all these different things. But we can leverage the subconscious mind by starting with goals, and then by continuing with things like a vision board, or even a vision movie, a mind map. We can even take it a step further. There's this thing called a vivid vision. Cameron Harold wrote a great book called Vivid Vision. And you can actually describe, you know, a 3-year future for yourself in vivid detail about where you're going. And it's pretty amazing when you believe in that future, when you elevate your emotions, when you feel the gratitude and the feelings of having accomplished those things. That's when you start to leverage your subconscious mind. And it's not just, hey, everything just falls into place. Everything just happens for me. It's you see the opportunities to take action on that future. What happens is these consistencies or things that they feel like, well, wait a minute, this is just a coincidence. What happens is all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, that opportunity or that relationship or that call just came to me. And it's not, it just doesn't fall into place, and it does, all the doors don't just fall open and you just, you know, tiptoe into your dreams, but the opportunities for you to take action on those dreams show up. And what seemed like, wait a minute, this is a coincidence, that's connecting to that future. That's stepping into quantum leap. So I just, as you can tell, this is like one of my favorite topics, if not, yeah, you know, this is the topic, really.
All yeah, right. Ruben, so let me just say something. I think we're probably going to open it up for questions. I think on both ends, what I've been good at doing is just picturing on the negative end, what's the absolute worst that could happen, right? I lose all my money. I've lost the deal. I've, you know, I've got to figure out a way to pay back investors. Like, the absolute worst thing that can happen if the market tanks is usually not as bad as we have thought in our mind, as we're just kind of running through all these negative thoughts, right? At some point, I'm still going to have my beautiful wife. I'm still going to have my beautiful kids. I'm still going to have my house. I'm still going to have relationships that are fruitful. So that's on the other, that's on one side. On the other side, which I hear Trevor talk a lot about, is how do you manifest your goal, that big goal, and then reverse engineer all the steps that you're taking day to day. And then it does become a little bit easier. It does become a little more attainable. I think you talk a lot about kind of that color scale, right, Trevor, like working on those things that are gold, which would be family and relationships, and, you know, have kind of, you know, infinite return on your investment, right? And then you have these kind of small deadly thoughts that you have swirling around your brain, which I wish I didn't drink that. I wish I didn't eat that. I wish I wasn't, you know, watching Netflix. So I think that people, if they think, what's the end goal, and then take it back. And that's not easy to do. It takes time. But I just wanted to share that on both ends, it's usually not as bad as we think. And it's usually a little bit easier, more attainable than we think.
Cool. We'll wrap it up real fast and then open up for questions. So some tools for controlling your thoughts. They're all the Savers method that Andy talked about: silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercising, reading, and scribing, or journaling, as some people say. Now, here are some things to do to guide your subconscious. One, hang out with successful people who can elevate you, instead of, in some cases, people hang out with negative people or in the wrong circles of influence, and they kind of drag you down like crabs do. Number two, pay attention to the things that just came out of your mouth, especially when in conversation with someone, because these are the things that you're driving into not only your subconscious, but the subconscious of the people that you're talking to, which is making it even that much more powerful. So meditate. Number three, meditate or concentrate from a place of gratitude. Number four, once again, implement the miracle morning. And number five is something that nobody's even brought up, is to be in alignment with your higher power when nobody is looking. So not just be a good person when you're in church, but when nobody is looking, not only be good to the world, do things without expectation of nothing in return, but also because you are part of the world, be good to yourself whenever possible. And with that, we're going to open it up for questions. I think we've probably got about 6 or 7 minutes for the questions. Does anybody want to talk or ask a question or make a comment about this particular topic? Please come off mute.
Thank you.
I wanted to say something that I feel like, oh my God, I missed the most important session today. I joined late. And I feel guilty about it, which
well,
is not
the recording, and it will be on Ruben's podcast too. So you get a chance to.
This is amazing.
Yeah, because you'd be one of these people that think you would have your own kind of set of, you know, you started here. You've always been successful in your W-2 when you had that. Now you're going to the next level, and you have this kind of abundance thinking. So I know that you'll benefit from this.
I'm going to stack on that. I'd be very careful for you and the rest of the people here, you know, to really discover or question what guilt is. In my world, guilt is a man-made thing when we've got 10 million other species on the planet. That's what scientists have cataloged. Fish, plants, birds, insects, fish, you name it, right? They operate on instinct. And I had this one guy say to me, who was one of my coaches, he says, do you think the dung beetle in Africa feels guilty about eating the shit of a lion all day, right? They don't. They do what they, you know, are here to do. And guess what? So are we. So guys, I'm giving you an opportunity to be very careful when you're blaming or shaming or justifying or feeling doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, any of these emotions. Let them serve you, but then, you know, ask a better question. Is this really where I want to hang out all day in guilt versus maybe I want to hang out in courage or optimism or gamification or possibility? Because I'm telling you guys this, write this down. The quality of your emotional home will dictate the quality of your experience in real estate, in business, in entrepreneurship, and in life. So there you go.
Fantastic. This is so much fun. All right. Who else wants to comment or ask a question?
I have a question for you, if that's all right. First of all, thank you for having me. My name is Luke Mooney. I work with a company called Bellwether Enterprise. I just got started as a commercial real estate advisor. One of my goals in my career is to, you know, start a syndication. And, you know, it's difficult to, as I'm sure all of you know, kind of get started on that, especially with a lot going on in the brokerage world. And I guess my question to all of you would be, you know, how do you keep the same affirmations and kind of set yourself up for success when you're early on in your career and, you know, things haven't necessarily come to fruition just yet?
So I will say one thing real quick, and then Tyler is very qualified to answer this. But I would say, don't compare yourself to other people's timelines. Start there. So you see somebody coming up at the same time as you, and then all of a sudden they've scaled way beyond, and you kind of feel like, how come I'm not as fast or as good as them? And then you're comparing yourself to them instead of comparing yourself to who you were 12 months ago. So that would be my first piece of advice, and I'll let Tyler take it from here.
Well, references are possible. So now you see that there are other references of other people who have done what you want to do. Success leaves clues, as Tony Robbins says. So recognize that, hey, there is a path and that it is possible for you, but you've got to feed your mind daily, because if you don't feed your mind, weeds are going to grow. There's a lot of negative news out there, whether it's capital markets related, whether it's real estate related, whether it's global macroeconomics, geopolitical instability, all these different things, right? So if you're not careful, your mind will be fed, right? And so your mind feeds, you know, whether it's doubt, negativity, fear, all these things, or it feeds gratitude, it feeds possibility, it feeds, you know, where are we going with this whole thing? So feed your mind. You have to be proactive in feeding your mind. And so I think that's what Ruben's getting at when it comes to savers. You've got to start by feeding your mind in the morning, right? Because at the end of the day, if you don't treat yourself with priority, everybody else is going to take your attention. And by the end of the day, you're going to have these emotions that stack on themselves that compound over time that says, hey, I can't do that. I can't become a syndicator. I can't put deals together. I can't be successful. And, you know, there is a lot to be said about starting a commercial real estate career. Say, man, it feels like I'm pushing a boulder up a mountain, because it can be very challenging. You know, you're building long-term relationships, and many times those relationships don't manifest for years and years and years, but you have to trust the process. You have to recognize that success has left many clues for you. Follow that path, but also treat yourself with priority, you know, because if you don't treat yourself with priority, nobody else is going to.
Sure.
I'll stack on that, Luke. Thank you, Tyler. That was delicious. But, you know, Tony's got this great quote, and I had the good fortune of working with and for the man, the myth, the legend. Yes, Tony Robbins, for half a decade. But he says that people often overestimate what they can do in a year, but they underestimate what they can do in 2, 3, 5 years, or even a decade. Right? So you got to remember that there's a reason for every season. And maybe you're in the season of planting seeds in fertile soil. Well, once upon a time, I was planting a lot of seeds. Tyler was planting them. Andy was planting them. And Ruben's still planting them. And, you know, oftentimes stuff will sprout out quicker than others. But the minute that we compare our crop to everyone else's, I just interviewed Joe Fairless last week. Joe Fairless, when I met him, had no apartment buildings, zero. Fast forward 10 years from the day we met today, Joe has $2.5 billion in assets under management. $2.5 billion with a B. So a lot of you are going, oh my God, I can't even comprehend. Well, all we did way back in the day is Joe had a vision board, kind of like Andy and Tyler said. He did affirmations, incantations, and he got inspired from other people who had already built bigger portfolios. So Luke, I think that you are exactly where the universe wants you to be, and that the future is friendly. Go get it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate the advice. Thanks.
One more really quick question.
Ruben, I wanted to make a quick comment.
Yeah.
This is so funny, whatever we're talking about. I just saw this quote this morning when I woke up, that flowers, they don't compete with each other. They just bloom.
I love that. That's beautiful. All right, so I'll end it off with this, which is a quote from Anthony DeMello's book, 1 Minute Wisdom. It goes, question to a prophet, why is everyone here so happy except me? Because everyone here has learned to see beauty and goodness in everything, said the master. Why don't I see beauty and goodness in everything, asked the student. Because you cannot see outside of you what you fail to see inside of you. And this is a representation that if you have some of these looming thoughts that you're not good enough, that you have limiting beliefs about something, you may want to take a closer look, because you are a creature that God has created in this miracle that we call life, where we're floating around on a little blue planet in mostly empty space, spinning at 1,000 miles per hour around the axis, at another 67,000 miles per hour around the sun, and then another 490,000 miles around the universe. So the fact that we're experiencing consciousness, if we can tap into these higher energy systems, we can really have a great deal of success in training our own minds to attract better things and better partners and better people to our lives. So with that, I'll end it off, unless you guys have any last words of wisdom.
No, I want to thank you guys, Trevor. Tyler, thank you for showing up. We're going to end a little bit early because Trevor needs to breathe, he says, before his next meeting. Tyler needs to get ready for his next meeting. So thanks, everybody, though. Really, really awesome. Appreciate you guys all coming by.
Dude, you guys are rock stars. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. This was a lot of fun.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Have
care.
A great afternoon.
Thanks.
Legacy Acquisitions.